track 7, Blind to the Beauty of the Sea. We have to change our relationship with the sea, says Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison.
I jumped in the sea the other day. I was walking along the beach with a friend beneath a moody evening sky, and we simply decided to jump into the sea. The sea is a strange, mysterious thing that we humans are ill-equipped to comprehend. Our ears, our eyes and noses are all essentially disabled by seawater, meaning the only senses with which we might, unaided, understand the sea are touch and taste. Taste the sea once and you are forever put off its antediluvian saltiness, which leaves us with just our skin and its sense of touch by the way of interface with 70% of the surface of our planet Earth. So, jumping in, feeling in our chests the North Sea's juddering cold, was a very good place to start. The choppy waves made swimming difficult. Every time we reached for a stroke, the water either surged or disappeared, leaving us flailing for purchase. But being in the sea, connected to the vastness of the natural world by cold and salt and skin, was just what the two of us needed. Had our other senses been at work, we could have experienced far more than the raw joy of swimming in the wild North Sea. Perhaps in the silty sand beneath us we might have seen the burrows of cockles or razor clams, or witnessed a pasty shore crab scuttling across the sediment. Perhaps a silvery sea bass might have passed us, searching implacably for a sand eel or a brown shrimp for its meal. A few miles east, among the late Cretaceous buttresses and gullies of Norfolk's priceless reef, we could have encountered altogether different lives. This massive, varied structure stretching miles from Clay to the east of Cromer is the largest chalk reef known in Europe. It is home to lobsters, squat lobsters, velvet swimming crabs, sea scorpions, pipefish, sea slugs and a purple sponge known nowhere else on Earth. Despite this awesome beauty mere meters from us, when we stand on the shore and look to sea, even when we leave a pile of clothes on the beach and hurl ourselves into the waves, we see nothing but water. Grey-brown water, as often as not. In summer, we may see a sandwich tern flapping on strappy wings to its colony on Blakeney Point or Skalt Head Island. Or in winter, we might see the shiny head of a grey seal piercing the surf, or a red-throated diver tossed by the waves. But, strictly terrestrial mammals as we are, we do not see the precious diversity of living things inhabiting the sea around Norfolk. From the astonishing biological powerhouse of the Wash right to Breydon Water in the Broads. This blindness to the beauty and diversity of the sea has cost us dear. Throughout the Industrial Age, we have both plundered the once bounteous resources of the sea and used it as a dumping ground for sewage, rubbish, nuclear waste, and worse. Out of sight, literally to a land-bound primate, out of mind. This relationship has to change. In purely commercial terms, we have to steward the resources of the sea with greater care if we are to count on them in the future. A recent report by the jauntily named United Nations Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services found that 33% of global marine fish stocks were unsustainably harvested and 60% were at maximum sustainable harvest. In terms of food production, the sea is at its limit. But there is a wider point, of greater importance by far than the services and resources we demand of the sea. The wild ecosystems of the sea are every bit as precious as the ecosystems we cherish and protect on land. Visiting Hickling Broad in early summer, it is easy for us to marvel at the wonders that we see there. The swallowtails fluttering like scribbled scraps between mountains of flowering brambles. The sheer-winged hobbies hunting hairy dragonflies. The bitterns carrying food to scruffy nestlings hidden in the reed. Seeing the wonderful plants and animals of the Broads, we understand they deserve protection. They deserve a foothold in the landscape. It takes an act of imagination to feel the same about the sea, simply because we are unable to see its wonders. But A nudie branch is every bit as grateful and as exquisitely patterned as a swallowtail. Norfolk's purple sponge is rarer. A harbour seal is just as fearsome as a hobby. And all the sea anemones, sea urchins, sea squirts, bryophytes, prawns and tellins of Norfolk's coastal waters are every bit as vulnerable and precious as the flowers and insects protected on our nature reserves. We need, to coin a phrase, a sea change. We need to see the sea for what it is. Diverse and vibrant, vulnerable and precious. We need to stop regarding its wild species as simply ours to plunder. We need to move away from thinking the sea is just a place to build, to dump, to harvest. For the sea is wild and free. And, despite our own conceptual limitations, it is fabulously rich in wildlife. Next time you are by the sea, stop and look at it. Imagine all the wildlife sheltered in it. Imagine the seabed, in places sandy, in places rugged and chalky, everywhere heaving with life. Next time you buy sea fish from the fishmonger, stop for a moment to contemplate the animal that will be your supper. Think of its wildlife on the seafloor or hunting actively among the shoreline. Contemplate, however briefly, the blessing of living by the sea. This moment of imagination is crucial. For understanding that the sea is wild, beautiful, and wonderful, every bit as sacred as our habitats on land, you realize just how important protection is. At Norfolk Wildlife Trust, we know this, and we are grateful to our army of members and supporters who know it too.